Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to C-Y-O-C, create your own check. I am your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell Lagan. Russ, what's good? What's good?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I love that energy, man. I like that. Listen, this is infotainment, my brother, at its best. So I like how you did that, my man. I like how you did that. So, man, look, we're here tonight. We are excited about this topic tonight. Russ and I were talking off air. I just want to make sure we're good on Facebook. And we are good on Facebook. Let me just check the sound. Facebook. And
Russ and I were talking.
Yep, we're good. Russ, I'm going to share the show with you. And please, you know what to do. And everybody, while I'm doing that, let me just say that we always simulcast on DLive TV, which is our TV platform, and we simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, which is our radio platform. And tonight, and I'm going to announce this several times, Russ, I just shared it with you. I'm going to announce this several times throughout the show. Call in somebody, call in to ask us a question, test our knowledge, call in to give us some information so that we as a community of entrepreneurs can learn together and grow together. To that end, tonight's topic is your brand, your mission. Your brand, your mission. It's important, everyone, to have a brand. It's also important to have a mission. Without a mission and or a brand, it is, in my opinion, a focus-less business. And in this day and age, as we're going to learn tonight, every business has to be focused, has to be, Russ, laser focused, because therein is the key to success. Not only do we live in a competitive domestic marketplace, we also live in a competitive global marketplace where the internet connect, literally, Russ, as you know, connects the world. So, Russ, is it important to have a brand and a mission for a business?
Listen, Mike, this is probably the most important topic that we can cover on this show. I know we talk about incorporation and LLC and about, sole proprietorship and creating wealth, but the brand is probably the most important part of being in business. I often hear people say they want to start a business.
All the time.
You're already in business. You're already in business. You have yourself, your reputation. Every time you open your mouth to speak to someone, every time you engage somebody with something, you're in business. And that's, in the simplest terms, that's what the brand is about. It's a fancy name for your reputation. But when it comes to your business, it encompasses a whole lot of other different elements that you have to be aware of, you have to be conscious of, and you have to cultivate on a regular basis in order to be successful in business.
Well said. So in order, and I'm going to write this down, I'm going to type this into the chat. One has to have both a brand as well as a mission. So let me just say, too, if you want to call in, please call 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. Nicole, Monique, thank you for logging on. And I'm gonna share the call-in number throughout the show every 15 minutes or so when we have our station identification so that you will know where you can call in. This is an interactive, infotaining opportunity. You like that? Infotaining. So
infotaining.
I don't know if I could trademark that, Russ, but if I can, I will. This is
Mike, I don't know, man. I mean, when you said infotaining, man, I was thinking about, I don't want to disrespect my girl because I love her, But, you know, Mary J. Blige, when she said hateration, man. So
hateration.
Yeah, you inventing words and everything, man. But I think we got the message, brother.
Hey, brother, listen, listen. It's you know, Russ, it's got to be both, man. We know, listen.
We got to infotain him.
I saw you, bro. You ain't have your hat on until the camera came on. All of a sudden, you were like, pow, yo, we're shy. Listen, we got to engage the audience, man. So
educate and have fun at the same time. Bro.
Educate and have fun at the same time. That's what we're trying to do. So here we are. Brand, what is evening, everyone? I'm listening in. Thank you. And Nicole, listen, if you want to call in, you can call in 657.
Hey, how you doing there?
Yeah, 657-383-0106. 657-383-0106. Press 1 to speak on the air. So we want some interaction tonight. I'm sure there are going to be some questions, comments, et cetera. So let's jump right in. What is, thank you for those who are logging on, who have logged on. Let's talk about brand. Pepsi, I will quote the words, Shanier Clayton, how are you? Appreciate you logging on tonight. So Denzel Washington. In American Gangster, one of my favorite flicks, Russ. When he was meeting with Nicky Barnes in that scene when he went to Nicky Barnes' club and Nicky Barnes was relabeling Blue Magic. He was talking about, he said, you know, Nick, Pepsi, it's a brand name. Coke, it's a brand name. And he goes on and he runs down this list of products and said, it's a brand name. Branding. I'm going to make it very simple. Branding is your one's particular stamp, one's particular take on a product or service. And there are certain concepts that we have in mind. You see, El Exigente, remember the coffee back in the day? And I forget the name of the wine, but we shall sell no wine before it's time, no coffee before it's time. So there's certain things we associate with certain products. When you think Coke, you think of what? That red bottle with the white letters. Pepsi, you think of that circular. When Nike, you think of the swish or the swoosh. You see?
Yeah.
It's been imprinted. The image has been imprinted on our minds. And that's what we who are entrepreneurs have to grasp, define, and present to the marketplace, so much so that our take on what we do, product, service, or both, is imprinted upon the minds of our consumers. Yes, Russ?
Mike, you know what I'm thinking now, man, another very important element or elements that are a part of that is of branding is the experience. When we experience a brand. We talk about Pepsi or Coke. We know that we have a certain labeling. We have a certain packaging. We have a certain taste of those products. But there's also other elements like an experience. For
exactly.
example, when you go into Barney's, or if you go into a certain store, you're going to experience the staff. You're going to it's the salespeople, the layout. The people are going to communicate to you in a certain way. Those are very important elements because, and I think we're going to cover this later in the show, because it's not just what we taste in our mouth, but how we feel.
Exactly.
When we encounter that product, we encounter that salesperson, how do we feel when we're with them and when we leave them? That's a part of the brand.
Exactly. Now watch this. And to your point, Russ, so today I had to call Optimum. Matter of fact, I've been trying to call Optimum for about 3 or 4 days to get through. And I called 6 times before I was able to speak to a live person. So my experience with Optimum, although they are my internet, cable, and phone provider, right now is pretty doggone negative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the experience that I have with Optimum. On the other hand, Wells Fargo has been my bank for about 20 years since it was Wachovia. Why? Because despite the high-level corporate scandal that has been associated with Wells Fargo, My personal, watch this, my personal experience with them has been stellar.
Right.
So you are exactly right. And I've always been a logical thinker, and I've always believed that people make logical decisions with respect to their purchases and their life. The fact is exactly the opposite. And when we get to this article about branding, it says this very clearly. People make emotional decisions, and they justify their emotionally driven decisions with logic. So, so for any entrepreneurs watching, Benjamin Merritt, what's up, Doc? How you doing, sir? Shaneer Clayton, you've been busy. I'm glad you took the time. For all the entrepreneurs who are listening and watching, people make emotional decisions that they then justify with logic. People don't make logical buying decisions. And it took me, Russ, a while to understand that. But once I understood that, it reshaped the way in which I'm attempting to brand myself through this platform in the marketplace. In other words, we got to get people to feel us.
That's right. That's right. And it's also, Mike, we have to be educated in terms of how people see us.
Exactly.
We're not just selling a product. We're not just selling a service. We're selling an image and an experience associated with that product and that service. So we have to be educated enough in terms of our you know, what are we wearing? How are we, what are we saying out of our mouths? What is the context in which we're doing business?
Exactly.
These are all that are very important. And we can have a stellar product or superior service, but our presentation, the how we present ourselves, the language we use, our attitude. You know, a lot of us, we got real issues with our attitude. We think that because we got a good product, that you got to buy that product from us. So there's a whole lot of things and experience that go with that.
I agree.
We have to become educated in a total way so that when we present ourselves to the public, that their emotional experience, their logical experience is something that they walk away with a positive experience from us.
I agree 100%. And Russ, listen to what George Foreman said. And everybody who's watching and listening, let me just say, because we have some new viewers, if you see me looking down, it's because I am co-host and producer. I'm managing the Facebook page. I'm managing the Be Live platform, the Blog Talk Radio platform. So I'm not distracted. I'm attempting to, as they say, multitask. And some people say that we can't truly multitask. I don't know that I agree with that. So that's what you're seeing. And let me just say, get a little quick station identification. You are watching and listening to Unchurch Live. Did I say Unchurch? Unchurch is tomorrow night.
Right.
To
right.
Urban entrepreneurs, brother, listen, I have
right.
multiple shows.
Yeah, Mike, what you doing, man?
Listen, you are watching.
Yeah,
watching. Listen, I'm back. You are watching and listening to Urban Entrepreneurs, a no holds barred business conversation. I'm your co-host Finesse. Even though Russ keeps calling me Mike, I'm your co-host Finesse, along with my co-host Russell Lagan. But it is a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. Tonight's topic is your brand, your mission. So George Foreman said something. To your point, Russ, he says, when I buy a pair of shoes, he said, I'm not buying a pair of shoes. I'm buying the salesperson who's selling me the shoes.
Okay. That's deep.
We do business with people we know, like, and trust.
That's right.
So let me just say this for those who are watching. If you like what you are watching and listening to, what I'm going to ask you, if you would just take a moment and share on your page this show so we can get the content out, first of all. And this is infotainment at its best. So we can get the content out, and also we can grow the brand. So
that's right.
So Russ, let's get into the article, and let's run through hit each of the points briefly, because there are 13 points. We may get through all. We may do some. We'll play it by ear. But I want to share this because it was very, very informational for me, and I've been an entrepreneur formally for 11 years. I think about over 20 years in my head in terms of my intention and aspiration. So this particular article is 13 key strategies for building a successful brand in today's economy. Russ, you have it up?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll take the first three or four, you take three or four, and we'll get through this because I think it's very important. And then I'll share the link on the page. It says leverage, and this arrested my attention. It says leverage the testimonial economy. We now live in the testimonial economy. I've never heard of that before. This is Forbes magazine. We no longer listen to what others say about themselves. Instead, we go online to learn what people say about them. Influenced by their comments, we make a more informed buying decision. So basically, this is saying we build credibility, and I'm going to share this article right now. We build credibility by others, not so much by ourselves.
That's right.
So we have a number of brand commentary sites, Yelp, for example. And the thing about these particular sites, once somebody makes a comment, you can't take it down. So it's important that we impact people positively and not negatively, and that we give people an opportunity to have a good experience, as Russell alluded to earlier, with our brands. That's number one. Let me take the first three, Russ. Number two, create emotive appeal. A key way to build a successful brand is to use emotive appeal by creating an association between the product or service and an emotion. And it says that we have to understand the key desires and struggles of our target market. And I'll stop there. So I just posted the link so you can click on. You may want to follow along. You may want to look at it later. See, target market. We need to know. Glenn Howard, thank you for liking. We have to know what our target market is.
What's up, man? That's Glenn Howard, man. That's from back in the day. It was Glenn Howard.
Back
man.
In the day, man. Gary Howard's brother. I know
back
Glenn.
Day, man.
Yeah, man. What's up? What's up? Abraham Clark High School back in the day.
Abraham Clark.
So we have to know our target market. We can't be all things to all people. And if in True. Business we attempt to be all things to all people, we'll wind up being nothing to anybody.
That's right.
Yeah, Glenn Howard just said, hey, Russell.
All right.
So
right there.
So Russ, pick up on that. Target market.
Mike, one of the things that when we want to sell a product or service, you know, let's just say you want to sell T-shirts. And your T-shirts have a certain type of message. Well, you got to know exactly who you're going to be selling those T-shirts to, where you can find those people, you know, what age group, was it going to be male or female? Because otherwise, you're going to be spending time and effort where you don't need to, and you may underspend time and effort where you actually need it. So it's important to identify the people that you're looking to market your product to so you can know all of the elements of how to best reach them.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
You know, whether they're old, young, black, white, whether they're sports enthusiasts or are they bookworms, et cetera, you have to know who those people are. So everybody's not your target market.
Exactly. So what we have to do is we have to engage in market research. See, here's an analogy. May not be a perfect analogy. I don't care how good our prime rib is, and I happen to like prime rib. If I want to sell prime rib to vegans, I'll never make a sale.
No, my thing will do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. So. We've got to identify our target market. And see, part of branding is identifying our target market. Russ, I'm going to take one more, then I'd like you to take the next three. So use the internal, this is number three, focus on generating value to others, for others. Value added. What are you bringing to the table that someone else can benefit from that they see value in? See, that's the key. I can see value all day in prime rib. But if I've misidentified my market and I'm trying to market to vegans, it's never going to work. So I've got to find those who also like prime rib and create an experience that they can remember and bring value to them. And again, by analogy. So focus on generating value for others. People rarely remember what you said or did. And Russ, you alluded to this earlier, but they remember how you made them feel. Trust is the most important currency in the 21st century, and the person you're serving must feel the genuineness of your character, and it goes on. Trust is the most important currency in the 21st century.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
We have to engender trust. You see what I'm saying? So Russ, how important is that?
Listen, it's extremely important, because if I don't trust you, if I don't have confidence in you that your product is a good product, that it's genuine, that you're being genuine, I'm not going to buy from you, and I'm certainly not going to tell anybody else about you. But if I do tell anything else about you to somebody else, it's going to be negative, you know? So we got to be able to trust that you're genuine, and the product or service that you're giving is legitimate. Absolutely. It's very high.
Russ, I appreciate that. So listen, we're on number four. So why don't you take 4, 5, and 6?
Yeah, Mike, this particular one, number four, is something that I've struggled with.
Okay.
At times in my life. But I'm glad we're going to talk about it. And number four is use the internal dialogue of your clients. In other words, learn their language.
Learn their language.
Learn how they speak. And you can't be a 50-something-year-old person. I slipped that past, you see. I'm not trying to tell my age there.
I heard that. You think I didn't hear that, brother?
A 50-year-old person trying to sell something to the 20-year-old. Using a 50-something-year-old person's language. You have to understand the language, the communication style, the lingo,
exactly,
et cetera, the people that you're trying to market your product or service to. And sometimes, quite often, you'll find business people will go out and hire. Their first salesperson might be a son or a daughter who's in the group that they're marketing to, because their son or their daughter or their niece or their nephew understands the language and the lingo of that particular group, and they'll use them as a conduit so they can modify their packaging, their messaging, so they can communicate to them in a better way. So it says, let me read a little bit here. It says that we tend to use marketing words to define our brand. What is your prospect saying to their partner over the dinner table? In other words, when people describe us, what are they saying? Not our language.
Agreed.
Not our sophisticated 10 words. Are they saying, oh, that product is bad. That's cool. That's smooth. I like that. That's the bomb diggity. We have to understand that language and be able to speak that language to our potential customers there.
I agree 100%. And so if we want to sell to millennials, we doggone sure better survey, focus group, talk to some millennials. And you know what? We need to have some millennials on our team, because even though I've studied the millennials, I have demographic and psychographic information about them, I'm not a millennial. See what I'm saying?
What's an example that you would do, Mike, with that? How would you get that? If you were trying to understand that language thing.
What I would do is I talk to millennials, number one. Number two, most importantly, I'd have some millennials on my team. See what I'm saying? And I think I would be authentically myself. I mean, I may be able to drop some phrases here and there, but you don't want to do that too much, because then you become inauthentic. I'm a 50-something-year-old man, so I'm not part of that generation. I would get some millennials on my team and engage in a focus group of millennials regarding my product or service that I want to direct to them, and make sure that I've studied their demographic and psychographic. What are the characteristics of millennials? For example, millennials want to be highly engaged. Millennials don't want to be told what to do. You see what I'm saying? So we've got to understand that. And you have people in corporate boardrooms talking about how to reach millennials without talking to millennials. for example.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see, and Russ, I happen to think that's the height of arrogance. So let's move on to numbers 5, 6, and 7, and I'll move through the rest if you don't mind.
Okay. Number 5 here, it says, be known for a specific niche. Okay? In other words, we can't try to be everything to everybody. We can't have 25 different products that we're going to present to the market at one time.
Can't do it.
You know, if you're going to introduce a service, let's say, for example, that you want to go into the, I'm just going to make it up and say the janitorial business.
All right.
You might want to just go and start with just floors instead of doing carpet, instead of doing offices, instead of doing a whole bunch of other things. Be good and introduce one particular area so that people can identify you and see your expertise in that one area. And then over time, you can build and add other products. Because when people talk about you, they want to know, they want to become familiar with what your real.
And it's directly connected to trust.
People up in here tonight.
It's going to, you know, and Russ, I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of entrepreneurs who are not consistent. This is what I say.
Give up too fast.
Give up too fast. This is what I say. I say I'm going to bring my A every day. Now, what am I talking about? My A game. Sometimes, Russ, that's hard to do, and even in the workplace. And I still have a 9-to-5 while I'm building my businesses. Yet I treat my business, my work, I'm in sales and end-of-life care. I treat it like my business. It's my business. And I've got to bring, you've got to bring those who are watching and those who are listening. We've got to bring our A every day.
That's right.
Consistency. So, Russ, you want to add to that? Be consistent.
Listen, man, I mean, you said it all. I mean, there's not really much to add to that, but we gotta understand that developing any kind of business concept, idea, or product or service is a amount of consistency. Not going to happen overnight. You may get a lot of no's. You may not sell any product, but you have to consistently go out there and show up every day, push your product, push your service, you know, take the blows, listen to the information, make adjustments, and keep moving on, and you'll be successful.
What, Russ, you said a whole lot just now. And the one thing that you said that stuck out in my mind is you got to take the blows. Again, Damon Dash, I was listening to him the other day. He said being an entrepreneur is painful. If as entrepreneurs, if we're not willing to endure pain, we're not ready to be entrepreneurs. Well, Finesse, what kind of pain are you talking about? The pain of disappointment, the pain of rejection, the pain of people saying they're going to invest with you and do not. I've had that happen. People who say that they will connect you with their network and do not. The pain of having to sue, the pain of having to go to court to get what you were owed. All that's painful. The pain of your team not living up to your expectations. Russ, am I right? All of that is part of the pain of entrepreneurship that we've got to push through. And as Russ just said, refuse to give up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ricky Vera. Consistency is the absolute number one criteria in business. It is. You see, I remember in it was a movie, Casino, with Al Pacino, one of my favorite actors, Joe Pesci, in terms of the gangster genre, one of my favorite actors. And he played a casino boss in Vegas. I believe it was Sam Rothstein. And I remember the scene, Russ, viewing and listening audience, in which he looked at a muffin. And he looked at the muffins in the pan and actually told the chef, I want an equal number of blueberries in each muffin. Yo, listen. Because he was disappointed. He saw he had a muffin with a few blueberries, and he saw another one with a lot. And he said, I want you to make sure that there is an equal amount of blueberries in each muffin. And the chef looked at him like, but do you realize how long that's going to take? You know what he said, Russ? I think he dropped the F-bomb. I don't give a F. I want you to put an equal number of blueberries in the muffin. Consistency.
Right, that's right.
I'm glad you're doing well, Charles Franklin. Yes, and you know what, Russ? Consistency is difficult, but consistency is what we must be. You and I strive to be consistent on this show. And let me just say, let me take a quick station identification. You are watching, you are listening to Urban Entrepreneurs, a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. I'm your co-host, Vanessa, along with my co-host, Russell Lagan. Tonight's topic is your brand, your mission. Feel free to call in 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. We are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and Be Live TV. Consistency.
That's right.
Russ, I'm going to look at one more. And if you could take us out from number 9 to 13, I'd appreciate it, sir. Number 8 is understand branding is not about positioning. Drop the belief that branding is about positioning. Your brand is the sum total of how people experience you. I like that.
Mike, that's deep.
Russ, I'm gonna read this entire paragraph because it's very, very important.
Right.
And
we gotta give them the full benefit of this right here.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people might miss this, man.
And I don't want them to miss it, and neither do you. So listen to what they say.
Right here.
Experience goes beyond visual identity and marketing messages. Yes, dial in your messaging, but also look for ways to wow people in their encounters with you. See every touch point as an opportunity to uplift your customers and leave them feeling better about themselves, not just your brand. That in that particular paragraph, each of these points, a different author contributed to. This gentleman is Joseph Ranseth, R-A-N-S-E-T-H, josephranseth.com. Wow. We're talking about the brand. We're going to spend the last half hour or so of the show talking about mission. But branding is important, Russ. It takes 5 years to build a brand. Thank you to those who are logging on.
What they're talking about is get the word out to other people who can become ambassadors for your product or service.
Well said. Early adopters.
Other venues, whether it be on Facebook, LinkedIn, or some other mechanism where they can qualitatively present your product or service so that you don't have to run down and beat everybody's door down and bore everybody with your presence. But you have other people out there marketing your product. So you want to have some other ambassadors out there. Number 11, be authentic. Just be straightforward. Present your product or service in such a way that it's clear, you're not being phony. Don't be over-enthusiastic. Don't overbear people. Let the product or service sell itself.
I like that.
That's the important thing. You can be enthusiastic about it, but the product or service should be able to sell itself. Let the people make up their own mind. Let them become the ambassadors for your product. Number 12 here, watch what makes your heart pound. I'm going to read this a little bit. When you tell others what to do or share your best with a client or prospect, what makes your heart pound? I'm going to tell you something, Mike. This may sound kind of crazy. You know I like cleaning.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah, I like cleaning. I'm a fanatic about organization and putting things in order and spots and stains. I can be sitting in a room in a waiting area, and I can look over there and see a spot on the wall, and I'm thinking, you know, if I had my spray bottle, my rag, I'd go over there and get that.
I like that.
That sounds kind of crazy.
No, not at all.
That's just the way my brain works.
Okay.
I'm very particular about, you know, the order, how something looks, and what as a result of that, my interest is in the cleaning business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to share that with people and find out that oftentimes what people go into business with is something that drives them like that. It's like a hobby or an interest, and then they're able to transfer that into a product or service and make some money with it.
It's interesting. That which makes my heart pound, just very briefly, what makes my heart pound, Russ, is the building of business. It just, it, and with all the frustrations I've had as an entrepreneur, I would trade my, how did I put it? I would trade my best day as an employee for my worst day as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And that lets me know that I love being an entrepreneur. Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah. So it's very, very important, man. You gotta, you know, you can tell when somebody's doing something they don't want to do.
Exactly. I've been there. I've seen it.
You can tell. They don't want to. Why am I gonna buy your service or your product and you don't even like it?
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know. The other thing, the final one here before we move into the admission, it says, number 13, define your brand DNA. I'm going to read this so people can understand this.
Please.
DNA is defined as, quote, fundamental and distinctive characteristics, qualities of something, and unchangeable. What are the basic elements of whatever it is of your brand, all the different components of it, so that you know what you're talking about? It says, create a list of benchmark brands from an aspirational spectrum and find common themes. Identify key qualities that embody your brand. You got to know what all the different elements of it are so that you can cultivate it, you can maintain it, you can maintain it, all the different things that are associated with that. It's not something that you can be casual about. What do you take on that, Mike?
I agree. I think, and I'm actually in reviewing the next article, re-reviewing it. Let me just take a look. DNA, if your team can't quickly rattle off your brand's DNA by heart, put pen to paper. In other words, what's the heart of what we're doing? What's the core? So for me, when I think about urban entrepreneurs, it is a no-holds-barred business conversation. That's what it is. See, that's the brand, a no-holds-barred business conversation. We leave no stone unturned. See what I mean?
That's right.
And we demystify the business building process. In other words, we make it clear, concrete. We don't sugarcoat it. We tell it like it is. Like Russ said, you can't deal with pain in business, then you're not ready. That's no holds barred.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple. And that's what this show is about, Mike.
Yes.
Is, you know, whether it be the season professional and business person, or the neophyte.
Exactly.
Just to get their feet wet and learn about the basic elements of getting into business, you can get some information, you can get some ideas, you can ask us questions, we can research articles, we can come back and bring you information. We're going to help you get this thing going, man. We want to get as many people involved in this entrepreneurial experience as possible, whether it be just doing something small at home, or whether you have a bigger idea that you want to take out there to the market, this is the place for it.
Agreed. And so I hope that we have covered everybody sufficiently, this whole notion of branding. We spent the better part of the show doing that. And let me just do our final station identification. You are watching and you are listening to Urban Entrepreneurs. What is it? This is our brand. It's a no-holds-barred business conversation, in which we teach you how to see, YOC, create your own check. That's what it's about.
That's it.
Create your own check. Because when someone else is, figuratively speaking, creating your check, they can uncreate it. And I know that's not a word. They can take it away. Listen.
I caught a roll tonight, man.
Yo, listen. I'm not going to go so far as to say, like in Bronx Tale, the working man's a sucker. In New Jersey, it's an at-will termination state. That means you can be terminated with or without cause.
That's right.
So we are on a mission, as a good segue, to enable all of you who are watching and listening and empowering you. And Ricky Bear, I see your comment. I appreciate it. Is to create your own check. Create your own check. So to that end, mission. All right. So I'm at this. I'm at the next article, Russ. And I'll read the first few sentences together with an elevator pitch. Your vision and mission statements, and we'll talk about vision statements next week, form the core of your business plan. Anyone who reads through your vision and mission statements will know what your business does, how you help people, where you're going, and how you plan to get there. That's concrete. See? So the mission relates to doing, So mission statements are about your day-to-day operations. Your mission statement outlines the practical things you will do to achieve your vision statement. Let me step back and read Ricky Vera's comment, and then we'll move forward. So Ricky Vera said, thank you, Charles Franklin. Yes, sir. Ricky Vera said, business folk are a special breed indeed. Risk takers who have to take a chance on the future. I agree 100%. Thank you, Ricky Vera, for that comment. So the mission is what your business is about. Being the best cleaning company in the world. That's the mission statement. Providing listeners and viewers with a no-holds-barred informational conversation. See what I'm saying? That's the mission. To create and distribute the most highly technical mobile devices. That's a mission statement. So anyone who wants to get in the business, and I'm thinking out loud here, you have to clarify the purpose. And I guess, Russ, a good word, a good synonym to mission statement is your purpose statement. Why does your business exist?
That's it. Why are you doing what you're doing, man? You know what I mean? I mean, that's often where the passion, you know, of a business lies. That's where the passion of the business lies in the mission statement. Why you're doing what you're doing? Mm. Well, I'm here to reduce poverty in the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm here to feed the hungry in Essex County. I'm here to provide quality education for African-American children ages 5 to 17.
There it
is. Whatever the case may be. It's very specific. So that as you go along in your business, your operational aspect of your business, you'll know why you're doing what you're doing.
That's the key. The mission statement.
You'll know why you're doing what you're doing. Ain't no other reason. That's what we found in your mission statement. That's what helps keep you focused, keep you driven. And so when you get off track, you go check back with that mission statement to find out what's going on so that you can keep yourself on track.
Russ, notice what you said. You go back to the mission statement. It's something that we return to time and time again. As I look at this show, as well as all of the shows that are part of the Mr. Finesse Real and Raw platform, I always ask myself, am I facilitating, am I co-hosting a no-holds-barred conversation? Or am I not?
That's right.
Are we? And I think, Russ, I every time we've come on, and everybody, we are back to a weekly format, or we have initiated a weekly format. It is a no-holds-barred conversation. That's what Russ thinks about. That's what I think about. That we leave no stone unturned. We're going to give it, if I use an alcohol analogy, we're giving it to you straight with no chaser. We're not putting a whole lot of ice in it. We're not diluting it with any juice, no seltzer. If you don't want to be hit hard, then it's not the show for you, because we're going to give it to you straight.
That's right. You know what, Mike, because, you know, we want to keep it interesting, and also we want to appeal to different people.
Yes.
We want people to feel comfortable. There's no, we're not in the classroom.
No.
This is the armchair. This is the armchair conversation. We're sitting on the stoop right now.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, doctor.
That's right. We're sitting on the stoop right now. We got some of us might have a 40 or some old dog on the side. Some of us might have a wine glass of some Robert Mondavi.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to see the other stuff alone.
No. Wait. Now, you're discriminating, bro. You're discriminating against Henny. You know what I mean? Some rock.
Well, Mike, I mean, you know, I didn't even mention the Crown Royal. You know, that's
the Crown right. This is Urban Entrepreneurs, bro. This is Urban Entrepreneurs, right?
Crown Royal. But we want folks to be receptive. We want them to get the information and feel good. I'd love for people to come and start bringing us information. This is a reciprocal process here.
Well said.
We're giving out information, but as you see, you know, with Charles and all the other people that are, Mr. Merritt and everybody, Casey Baker, Nicole, they're bringing us information, man, and it's a reciprocal interaction, man. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to write that down. So let's, as we wind the show down, I want to just give a very, very quick pointer in terms of mission. What drives your desire to be in business? You see what I'm trying to say? And by extension, how is that drive, that passion, that purpose manifest in your business? That's the mission. It's simple. And as a matter of fact, before I forget, I'm going to post, Russ, this article on our page. It's a good article.
Mike, when you finish, I want to bring a point that just came to mind.
I'm finished, brother. It's all you.
Very important. The mission statement also becomes, when we talked with just a little while ago, I said, you know, we have to look back at the mission statement. The mission statement oftentimes is what saves a business.
Wow. Go into that, Russ.
And what I mean by that is that sometimes people get caught up in the pursuit of money.
Mm-hmm.
They get caught up in the pursuit of things that have nothing to do with the mission statement. And it could cause the business to go down because they're now pursuing things that are contrary to why the business is even in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So the mission statement keeps the business healthy so that you're not pursuing this contract just for the money.
Mm.
But you're in business to provide a service. You can never let something other than the mission overshadow why you're in business, because that's when things go wrong.
I agree. And it's funny. if we focus only on the money will either not arrive or it won't exist for long.
Yeah.
And too many entrepreneurs are in it for the quick dollar.
Yeah.
And we've got to be in it for the long haul. And rather than start another subject, because there's this whole notion of the lifetime value of a customer, we probably need to devote a whole show to that, Russ. So I won't go down that road. I'll simply say that you are 100% correct.
Yeah.
See,
it's almost a way of helping us maintain corporate integrity.
Well said. Good. I like that, corporate integrity. And integrity is important, see, because people are going to test you. They're going to test to see if you're going to be the same. Are you going to clean the office the same way tomorrow as you did today? Are you going to clean that office the same way next week as you did this week? Am I going to bring, and you are going to bring, the same passion? And we had a lot of passion tonight, and I enjoyed the same energy week in, week out. Or are we going to not be prepared, be monotone, and all of that next week? Well, the answer to that is no, but that's what people are looking at. And I'm noticing, Russ, that we're getting new viewers. See, Glenn Howard and others, Shanier Clayton, I don't know if you're still watching and listening, but we appreciate you. Because, see, we're getting out there now. And part of what builds a brand is consistency. So week in, week out, regardless of what kind of day we had, what's going on, we got to bring the noise, if you will, each and every week. And I want to say that I commit to doing that as a coach, and Russ, I'm sure you do too.
Absolutely.
So, sir, we're at the end of the show. Have about 3 minutes left. Russ, do you have any closing thoughts for our viewers and our listeners tonight?
Well, you know, the mission, just one more point on the mission, is that the mission also becomes a form of the way the public, our customers, can hold us accountable.
Well said. I like that.
We're saying we're in business to do a certain thing, to feed the babies, to build houses, whatever. So it also puts it out there so people can hold us accountable for what we're doing.
Glenn Howard said yes. Agreed.
Yeah. And so we need to be mindful of that. But I just don't want any of us to neglect, just going back to the beginning of the show, the brand. You are your own brand, but your brand can change. Just like your credit score, you can rehab your brand. You can reinvent, reposition yourself so it's not stagnant. It's something that can change and be polished and cleaned up and transformed over time. So I just want to put that out there.
You can rehab. I like that, Russ. I got to put that. I have to put that in the chat. We can rehab our brand.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So Russ, I want you to close with that. Somebody's watching. Somebody's listening. How do they rehab their brand? You dropped, hey, dude, you dropped the jewel now. You can't walk away from the jewelry store.
Listen, man, the first thing in rehabbing your brand in terms of, because we're talking about the first part of your brand is yourself. You have to be honest about where you are, what your assets are, what your liabilities are, what the negatives, the positives. Be receptive to feedback from people who you trust and begin working on ridding yourself of the negative elements and start setting higher standards for yourself. Be consistent, and over time, your brand, your character, because that's what we're, now we're talking about your personal character, will evolve. Protect it like it's your life. Like I said, you're about your credit. You got to protect it.
Russ,
Don't put yourself.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you see what I just hit you up with in the chat? Did you see it? Did it come up? It's the internal chat.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, just after we close out, just stay on. Stay on after we close out. Glenn Howard said,
so
I like.
We got to protect it. We can work it. We can do it over time. Just like your credit report, you can repair your brand.
And we have to be able to do that. So, and I think Russ, that's a good way to end the show. We're at our 10 o'clock hour. We're grateful. Everybody who decided to watch, decided to listen. Again, if at this moment, if you like what you heard tonight, share the link. Share the link on your page. We're trying to grow this brand, this Urban Entrepreneurs brand. And so we'll close out tonight by saying this, Ricky Vera, before we close out. This was an excellent segment, awesome show. Thank you, Ricky Vera. Substance, intuitive, applicable. Thank you for the information, sharing authentic personal experiences. I've learned a few things tonight, revisiting my past practices for the last 28 years, and how I move forward in the future. We are stronger together. Wow, you guys rock, knocked it out of the park. Ricky Vera, you know I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you coming back on.
Well.
Yeah, because Ricky Vera, he's a boxing referee. He is a seasoned entrepreneur, motivational speaker, all around phenomenal human being. And Russ and Ricky, I consider you a friend and I appreciate you. Russ, as always, a pleasure. Stay on after we log out. Everybody, listen, it's a good show, great show tonight. I'm your man, co-host Vanessa, along with my co-host, Russell Ligon, Urban Entrepreneurs, a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Kasama Casting on BeLive TV and Blog Talk Radio. As you know how we do when we end the show. One love. See you next week, everybody. Russ, stay on.
All right, everybody. Good night, everyone.
Russ, I'm going to take us off of Blog Talk. Everybody, good night.